Well, good afternoon, everyone. Happy to have you along. This is Local Matters for a Friday. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen. Pastor Ron, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Dwight. How's it going, my friend?
It's going well, and I'm excited to be back in the studio with you.
Amen.
To talk about a subject that I look forward to talking about and believe it'll be a blessing to our audience.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. This is a Christmas season.
Yeah.
The time of year when we celebrate God in human flesh on the earth, the birth of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. All man, he's all man without ceasing to be God. He's God's gift to us, the way, the truth, and the life. And Jesus said, no man comes to the Father but by me. And it's this time of year, Pastor Ron, that we celebrate his birth. We're not sure that he's actually born on December 24th, but it doesn't matter.
Right.
He was born. God did come to earth. God put that plan in motion that where he could bring back the redemption of mankind, bring back man into his family. And December 25th is the day we celebrate it. And it's a very, very, very special time of year.
It is. And, you know, one of the things, Dwight, that we've always learned to guard our hearts against is, and this obviously since accepting the Lord and becoming Christian, is stress and keeping our holiday time, Christmas time, during this time when we're decorating, shopping, visiting, to have some things lined up in our heart that doesn't let this become stressful time, but a joyful time. And you know, I know we want to cover today some points about practically how to do that, how to overcome that. And it's so important. I think if we keep the core of it, you know, if we realize that we're going to allow the core of this season to mean something to us rather than, even though we do have the gifts, the wrapping, the lights, the trees and all that, that we allow from the core of our being that it's something that means something more to us than that.
Absolutely. It is a time, and you said it so well, Pastor Ron, it is a time of all times that we're to be blessed, but oftentimes we end up being stressed.
Yeah.
I mean, and the object is to be blessed and not stressed.
Amen. Because
there's activity, work, church, a lot of gatherings and that sort of thing that happens, and those are all good. And it almost breaks my heart sometimes. I hear people say just about every Christmas season, I'll just be glad when it's over.
Oh, I know.
I hate that.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just missing it. So what we want to do, we're going to, for the next couple of weeks, we're going to be talking about a subject called Have a Merry, Merry Christmas.
Amen.
And we're spelling Merry, Merry, M-A-R-Y, M-A-R-Y,
yes.
Because we have a model. Of course, Jesus Christ is our ultimate model. But and we won't then in Luke chapter 1 verses 26 through 48 that's where Pastor Ron, the angel, appears to this teenage girl.
Wow.
Mary, teenage girl, and he says, you have the favor of God. You're one of great favor. We favor you. You know, you are going to give birth to the Son of God. You're going to have a child. And she responds, well, I've known not a man, I'm a virgin. And then she goes on, and the angel goes on to tell her what'll happen, and at the end of it, now, and if anybody ever had a reason to be stressed out, here's this teenage girl. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, going on the practical side of going home and telling your parents, guess what? I'm pregnant. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what, Joseph, my fiance? Guess what, law of the land, which I could very well be stoned.
Mm.
You know, I mean, if anybody had a reason to be stressed, here's this teenage girl, Mary. But what she said is the epitome of trust and faith and being blessed. She said, whatever you say, whatever your will be done, or whatever, and in spite of everything out there. So that's kind of what that's why we call it a Merry, Merry Christmas.
And Dwight, you know, when we think about that, you know, she said, be it unto me according to thy word.
Yeah.
And if we, you know, of course, you know, I'm like you. I hear people say they can't wait till it's over. Or you hear people say this all the time. It's commercialized so much. I just don't. Well, it's really what you make it in your heart. And if we look at it and say, well, you know, I don't mind the decorations and the hustle and bustle and all the things go along with it. But I look forward to the connection with God, the connection with people. And instead of letting the world's view of it bombard my heart and my mind, I'm going to be like Mary. I'm going to have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, be it unto me according to your word. What did Jesus say? He said, let not your heart be troubled.
Yeah.
He said, don't let it be afraid. He said, I've overcome the world. Be of good cheer. So we have to take the approach of the holiday season rather than getting bogged down. And we're going to talk about some ways how to manage time and manage your life during this season. But we want to be like Mary and say, be it unto me according to thy word,
wow,
not according to the world's culture, But this was a time meant to celebrate Jesus. And so I want to take this time and say, be it unto me according to your word, Lord.
And go, you know, go to your gatherings, go to your business gatherings, yes, go to your church gatherings, go to your, do that. But we can do that, Pastor Ron, without letting stress and anxiety and just being, feel like we're just, we can let the peace of God rule our hearts,
yes,
and minds.
We can. And I think, Dwight, you've got some good, sure, points written down here of how to do that. And, you know, I think one of the first things we have to do is decide.
Yeah, we got to make a decision.
We have to make a decision that no matter what goes on with all the activities, we're not going to let our flesh get away from us. We're not going to yell at our kids. We're not going to be rude in stores. We're not going to allow stress to overcome our hearts when we're with family and friends. And even if we do argue about politics, we're going to realize we may disagree, but we're not going to be disagreeable. We can be kind. And so the first thing that we got here, Dwight, is to make a decision, to make a, yeah, choice. There's something that you always say about making a decision. Share that with us. It's not the decision, the decision is not what? I can't remember that.
Maybe because, but not because of, it's not in order to, but I think maybe what you're talking about here, by the way, we're happy to have you with us. This is Local Matters for Friday afternoon. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen. We're talking about have a Merry, Merry Christmas and some points specifically that be stress-free. I call them stress busters.
Yeah.
But decide, the word decide itself means to cut from, to eliminate all other options. A quality decision is where you cut from. And see if this makes sense to you, Pastor Ron. And that's the first point we would make. You've got to decide this in advance.
Yes, you
because
do.
Because that stuff will get up on you. And if you haven't made that decision already, you'll be full of stress before you know it.
And Dwight, you know, this is a decision you make a long time before the season. I think the quote I was trying to get to a while ago is, nothing's dynamic until it's made personal.
Until it's specific.
And still it's, yeah, specific. And we make that personal decision. You know, I've got this season, of course, for churches and, you know, Living Hope Church, we have a lot of things going on. I know churches all over our community have things going on. But, you know, Dwight, we can be a part of a lot of things, but make a choice a long time before. You know, James brings out a very important thing. He says that a double-minded person is unstable in all their ways. So what do? Before we get too heated in this thing, before we get going too far, we make a decision and we say, no, I decide from this point forward, I'm going to enjoy this. I'm going to make this a holiday season that God intended to be. I'm not, even though I know I'm in the world, I'm not of the world, I'm not going to let all of the world's trappings and negativities about the holidays and all the commercialism of that, I'm not going to let that take precedence in my heart. I'm going to make the choice to let God and the fact that God is with us.
Yeah.
You know, the very fact that Emmanuel, God sent Jesus, God is with us. I heard somebody say the other day, that's the whole statement for Christmas is God is with us. And if he's with us and he's the Prince of Peace, we need to choose and make a decision that we're going to allow that peace to rule in our hearts.
Oh, wow, that's so good. Mm-hmm. And what I find, and that's the number one thing we talk about is decision. What I find, Pastor Ron, is this. I have to make that decision every day. And if I get up every morning, I say, no, Josh, remember what he said, choose you this day who you'll serve.
Yeah.
But it's for me in my house. I've got to make, this works best for me, Dwight Henry. When I get up in the morning and say, God, I decide right now. I decide that Christ in me is my hope of glory. I decide that I'm the temple of the Holy Spirit. I decide the greater one lives in me. I decide that you're guiding me today. I decide that I'm not in this sense by myself. I decide that your mercies are fresh every day. I decide that I'm loaded with benefits every day. And you make that decision, and I decide, and he said, choose you this day. I decide, and I don't think we do any justice to the word. He said, choose you this day. Well, you know, you can choose. I decide I'm not going to serve worry and anxiety today. I'm not going to serve stress today because we serve it. If we get full of it, we serve it.
Wow.
And it's on top of us. So, but before my day gets started, I wish I could say I did this every day. I don't. But my very best days are the days when I get out of bed and say, God, I'm deciding today that I'm establishing my identity in you. And I'm deciding today that whatever comes at me today that would bring stress and anxiety and pressure and worry, mm-hmm, I'm deciding right now I'm not going to receive that. That's not from you. I'm going to walk in your peace today. I'm going to be I'm not going to be full of care, but I'm going to have the peace that passes all knowledge. I'm making that decision right now. And you do it in advance before anything starts. We've got a number of other things that we're going to be talking about here as some other things. And I'm just going to give you a little appetizer of what number two is. I call number two the great American philosopher Barney Fife. Nip it, nip it, nip it. You got to nip it, nip it, nip it. And we'll talk about that and much more. You stay with us. This is Local Matters.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Hey, we're back. Happy to have you with us. This is Local Matters for Friday afternoon. I'm your host, Rod Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. We're talking about having a Merry, Merry Christmas, M-A-R-Y, and we talked about the Virgin Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, and how if anybody had a right and a reason to be stressed out when she got the news from the angel that she was going to give birth to the Son of God as a virgin, what would the community think? What would her parents think? What would Joseph think? She could have been stoned, but she said, "Whatever you say, God, as it your will." How did you phrase that? Well, I'll go the exact verse.
"Be it unto me according to thy word."
And so she wasn't. So we have a model there that we can learn from. And we're going through some very practical steps on what I call stress busters in terms of having a Merry, Merry Christmas. And we talked about before the break, to say, you just make a decision at the beginning of the day. I'm not going to get caught up in stress and anxiety and worry and pressure all that day. Make that decision. Know, as Pastor Ron said before the break, that God is with you. And if you have some other verses you can pull up and stand on, do that too.
Yep.
Just know, God, whatever happens today, God is with me, and I'm not going to say, "Well, I'm so stressed out." I'm not going to go that route because I know the peace of God is with me.
That's right. That's right. And Dwight, that Barney Fife quote that you quoted before, before the break about, "Nip it, nip it, nip it." He used to say that all the time on the Andy Griffith Show. But there is a real truth to that about not letting things get going. I can remember there's a scripture in Proverbs that says, "Where there is no wood, the fire goes out."
There you go.
And so if you do sense, and this, Dwight, this is not really for us saying nip it, nip it to other people. What we're doing is we're nipping it in our own hearts and minds.
Yeah.
We're nipping the fact that we might want to give someone a piece of our mind. We're saying, I'm not gonna let that happen. I'm gonna choose to do what Jesus said. I'm gonna enter into some rest here. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. So I'm gonna say, well, I just decide to enter into rest and not let stress, and I understand parents are trying to buy gifts for children, family members, they don't know what to get, maybe they don't have the money. And the thing about it is you just can't make it about that. You just can't make all of this about that. I think Hollywood, I think New York, I think the East and West Coast wants to make it all about that. But we have to realize, Dwight, that even if you can't give a gift, you can be a gift.
Yeah.
You can be a blessing to someone. You can say a kind word. You can do something. So we need to do that in our own heart. Nip it, nip it, nip it.
And that's one of the things we've talked about before, the period of my life where anxiety, pressure, stress, worry, it was totally on top of me. And I'm not here to sell books, but out of that came my book, The Relax Factor, 5 Open Secrets to Winning Over Worry. And if you think that'll be a blessing to you, and I think it will because it's full of scripture, you can get it at Amazon.com, The Relax Factor.
Great book.
5 Open Secrets to Winning Over Worry. But one of the things that I learned is that now I made the decision. So that doesn't mean the temptation to worry and get full of stress won't come. I'm tempted daily to enter into stress, and I mean, not daily, but a good deal. But what I'm learning, and I've learned to do, is like Barney Fife says, nip it. You can't, if you give worry and anxiety and stress an inch, it will take all day.
Yeah.
And if you give it all day, it'll take 2 weeks, and then it'll own you, and it'll be coming out of your mouth, and it'll be causing health problems and everything else. So I have learned that when I feel that negative thought come, when I feel that anxiety just even approaching me like a cloud or whatever, and that fear, worry, that, you know, I know that that's not from the Lord.
No.
So what I have learned to do is nip it in the bud. And I'm talking to me. And if folks, maybe this is going to hopefully will help some people that, you know, rather than go on with that and serve that worry and anxiety and stress and let it stay in you. I mean, once you make that decision and the temptation to get into that comes, nip it. And
yes,
the way I nip it is I have fallback scripture.
Mm-hmm.
I know that whatever that fear, whatever that thought, worry thought that's coming to me, I've got some truth in me that's bigger than that thought, because that
thought's
not. And one of my fallback scriptures I love Isaiah 26:3, that will keep him in perfect peace,
yes,
whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts thee. So when that temptation to get worry or full of stress comes along, I've learned to say, whoa, I mean, I've got a gesture I do. I just kind of just jerk myself a little bit, you know,
That's good.
I don't make a big deal. Maybe it's a hand clap. Maybe I say, whoa, I can't go there. And I say, God, thank you that your word says you'll keep me in perfect peace because my mind is stayed on you. I thank you that my mind is on you.
Yes.
I'm thinking your thoughts. I'm thinking your truth. And you said, if I keep my mind toward you, you'll keep me in perfect peace. I thank you, Father, that I'm in perfect peace because my mind is on you. I'm not going down that worry road, not for 10 seconds, not for 1 minute. I'm not going to do it. My mind is on you. And you know what? You can't. If you start thinking like that and talking like that, then your whole outlook changes and you get off that worry
path. And what you're basically saying there is you changed your point of focus and your perception off of whatever it was that's trying to rise up back to the Father.
There you go.
You know, Jesus said in John 5, he said, I can do nothing unless I see my Father do it.
Ooh, that's good.
And see,
that's good.
When we will draw our focus back to God and say, wait just a minute, why am I getting stressed? Or what's happening here? Draw our focus back and get our mind back focused on Him, He will keep us in perfect peace if our mind is stayed on Him.
Yeah.
And so that's how we do that. And, you know, just training yourself.
That's it.
You have to do it. You may have to do it 10 times a day.
It's something we learn.
Yes, it is. And so we want to remember that when we're nipping it, what we're doing, we're nipping the worry and then shifting our focus back to God.
And you know, so many times I hear people say this, maybe I've said it myself, I don't know, I haven't said it in years if I have, but well, that's just the way I am. I'm just a big worry word. I'm the world's biggest worry. Mm. No, that's the way you think.
Mm-hmm.
It's a learned behavior.
Yes.
The Bible says, Jesus said, come unto me and learn of me. Paul says, I have learned to be content. These are things that we learn. We're just, hey, if we worry ourselves into high blood pressure and a heart attack, and you're saved, you're still just as much saved.
Yeah.
But your life on this earth isn't going to be nearly as pleasant.
Isn't that the truth?
And God still is going to love you. But but some things we learn. And one thing we learn is, hey, we can take the truth and the word of God and come against anything. And you know, I heard somebody say one time. And by the way, we're happy to have you with us. This is Local Matters, and I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. We're talking about having a Merry, Merry Christmas, stress busters for this time of year, so you can have the best Christmas season you've ever had.
That's right.
And enjoy it with the peace of God in your heart. But you know, that stress, Pastor Ron, that rises up in us, it isn't even real. It's not real.
No.
Now, I'm not saying the problem's not real. I'm not saying the issue's not real. I'm not saying the need is not real. But the stress, we manufacture that stress.
Mm.
We create it because the way we act, the way we react, the way we talk, we manufacture it in our own soulish realm, our mind, will, and emotion. It's real.
Mm-hmm.
We create it.
Yeah.
So if we can, if an untrained mind will create that, then a trained mind, we can create something else. We can create peace. We can create faith. So the Bible says we have a sound mind, meaning a mind that can be disciplined and changed. So we got to remember that stress that we say we're under, it's not real.
No.
We're creating it.
No.
You've got a problem. You've got an issue. You've got a need. We're not denying the reality of that. But our reaction to it and our talking about it creates the stress. We're creating that ourselves.
Well, and you just mentioned something there, Dwight, that I think we do a lot of times to make it worse is we talk about it.
Oh, my goodness.
We open our mouth and we speak and talk about things really that we should be, instead of talking about it, we should be speaking to it and say, yeah, you know, be removed from me. I'm not receiving this. It's not the way I'm going to walk in my life.
You know, which brings us really to the next point we want to talk about.
Wow.
It's a great segue to that. So we number one, if we're talking about having a merry, merry Christmas, decide, make the decision.
Yes.
No, I'm not going down the anxiety. I'm not going to serve that. I'm not going to go down to that. I'm just not going to do it. And then so we make that decision. And then when the temptation comes, or when the fear and the worry, anxiety, stress comes, early in this first few seconds, don't give it an inch. Nip it mm-hmm. in the bud.
Yep.
And the way I nip it in the bud, I just get some scripture, some truth, like Isaiah 26:3, thou'll keep me in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. So we nip it. And then the number three here that I'm learning, these are just practical things that I wish I could say I appropriate all of these every day. I don't. I'm not 100% at this, but I'm sure a lot further down the road than I was some mm-hmm. years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But the next thing we do is, number three, is watch your mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, if I just said one thing, because we got, you know, the Bible tells us that what happens is we can be our own biggest cheerleader, or we can be our own biggest condemner.
Yes.
Our subconscious mind hears everything we say about ourselves. I mean, the way God has made our subconscious mind is everything that goes into our subconscious mind, receives as fact, mm-hmm. whether it is or not.
That's true.
So if I'm sitting here saying, I'm all stressed out, I'm a nervous wreck,
mm-hmm.
I'm this, I'm that, subconscious mind says, okay, and that just goes to work to make that happen. Mm-hmm. So we have to realize that the words of our mouth, there's so much scripture about the power of the words of our mouth. We got to watch our mouth.
And you know, Dwight, if we're always going around saying that, I can't wait for this to be over, I just dread Christmas and all the commercials. Yeah. It's like, you know, we need to really watch our mouths, because, Dwight, I'm sure in my heart that even as commercialized as it is, God has orchestrated this time of year for us to celebrate. It's a celebration. It's a, you know, I love just riding around looking at the Christmas lights and recognizing that people are putting up lights to represent Jesus as the light of the world. And,
yeah.
And you know, when you take a different perspective, a different look, you realize that this is a time of year that we need to realize, instead of cursing it, instead of cursing things with our mouth, we need to be pronouncing blessings over our home, our children, our family members. Instead of being unthankful or expecting people to do things that they can't do, we need to take the lid off the pressure cooker and say, no, we are going to, this is a celebration of the birth of the Savior. And we're going to take time to speak that. We're going to take time to speak life and not death, to speak blessings, not cursing. We're not going to call our children little rugrats. You know, we're not going to say things negative over our children. We're going to bless them, and we're going to speak life and light to them. And I think when we guard our tongue, because Jesus said, you know, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
It's about what's in our heart.
It is. And when we realize and we change this heart perspective and we don't allow this time to be a rat race or anxiety driven or stressful, we say, no, this is a celebration. We're going to have a good time. We're going to celebrate the birth of the Savior, and we're going to start speaking that out of our mouth. Instead of just saying, you know, saying the word Merry Christmas, we're going to make it a Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to say Merry Christmas with the intention of it being merry rather than being gloomy or sad or disappointed or depressed or whatever. That's our choice.
And there's so much scripture and there's so much truth about what comes out of our mouth. And we just got a couple of minutes left on this show, but we'll continue this topic next week. But, you know, the Bible tells us in the book of James that the tongue is, he compares it to the helm of a ship.
Yes.
You know, the helm, the ship's really big, the helm's really small, the body's really big, the tongue's really small. But whatever way you turn that helm, that's the way the ship is going.
Yes.
You turn helm to the left, ship's going to the left. You turn helm to the right, ship's going to the right. Our life will go in the direction of our tongue.
Yes.
Our life will go in that direction. And I like what you said a while ago, when our heart changes, our words will change.
Right. And Dwight, you know, I want to just say, do we have time for a prayer? I just want to pray for our listeners. Father, we just pray for all of our listeners today that they would just let the care of this season off their shoulders, Father, that they would not carry this care, that they would not go on around telling everybody to be careful, We don't want to be careful. We want to be carefree. We want this care off of us. And so, Lord, I pray for our listeners today that their eyes would be open, that they would begin to cast their care over on you for all of the holiday season and everything about it, Father. We decree the peace of God over it in Jesus' name.
Amen. And amen.
Amen.
It's been great.
Well, this has been good.
Let's do it again next week.
All right, we will.
Join us next Friday for Local Matters.